Living a coherent life. For Fred, the toughest part of losing his job was that he had also lost a part of his self-definition. Who was he today? What was his role in the family? How would he feel each day after checking online for jobs, sending out resumes, and making calls to acquaintances who might know of something? But those questions just scratched the surface. Over the years working at the same company, his salary had ratcheted up nicely, and the little perks made life pretty darn comfortable. He and Margie didn't deny themselves much. The years had lulled them into a false sense of security. They never thought about whether the gravy train would ever end. Margie had a part-time job, but mostly just to keep busy since the kids were grown and out of the house. Now, after 11 months with no income other than her earnings, there's no way to avoid the truth. The 401ks are drawing down rapidly, and their savings are vanishing even faster. The value of their new house has tumbled, so there's no equity to draw on. In fact, they're upside down on their mortgage. 7 months passed before they even admitted to each other that their original lifestyle was no longer affordable. No matter how much they tightened their belts, Margie's income barely put a dent in the monthly bills, but they had savings. By then, Margie and Fred had run out of excuses of why they couldn't keep up with the dinners and regular weekend trips with their friends. Fred had hoped he'd find something before they could no longer hide the fact that they were almost broke. One morning recently, Fred woke up with a nasty, empty feeling in his chest. He realized that he had been living a lie, and that lie was pulling him further and further from his original role in his adult life, as the person responsible for keeping his loved ones safe and away from harm. As he dug down to find the values that had been driving him for years, at first he had a hard time defining them, and then he felt no pride in what he found. He had been living an incoherent life, a life out of balance with his original beliefs and values. An incoherent life. After 2008, the economic turmoil and slowdown resulted in lost jobs, shuttered industries, upside-down mortgages, foreclosed houses, anemic portfolios, and decimated retirement accounts. At first, there was a feeling of community as the repercussions spread throughout a large part of the population. Remember, misery loves company. Some people were impacted quickly, others gradually. Today, some have rebounded. Some have redesigned their lives to reflect their reality. Others are still trying to touch bottom with their tiptoes. And still others are trying to figure out why their lives feel so out of balance. Those are the ones for whom the Band-Aid has been ripped off the make-believe lives they were leading, but who haven't been willing to revisit what's important and what's not. They're probably living the lie Fred was. A coherent life. The greatest lesson to be learned from the events of the past 5 years is that no one is immune from having life shake things up. The question is how fast and how effectively we can tear away what we had perceived as reality and get back to our real values and beliefs, and how fast we can get our lives in alignment with those values, leaving behind false pride, self-recrimination, and judgment. The journey back to reality has marked many people permanently. Many have chosen to maintain a simpler life, a less material life, a more purposeful life, even if finances no longer require it. These are the people who have come out the richest of all, the most free of all, those who are truly living their life choices. What about you? Have any life reversals led you to revisit your priorities? Are you living your deepest values? Are you living a coherent life? Let us know in the comment section below what the phrase "a coherent life" means to you.